You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast here at William Hill, hosted by myself, Bobby Beavers. And for this edition of the podcast, I'm delighted to be joined by none other than Gary Catewell. Gary, great to see you. Did you have a good Easter weekend?
Very good weekend. It was Darren Owen's wedding, of course, on Sunday. So there was quite a few of the William Hill team there. I'd had a few days in Harrogate before that and then went to the wedding on Sunday and down to Fakenham yesterday. But the Wizard's wedding was eventful. We got one or two stories from Ken's wife about Ken's rather shady past, shall we say. apparently got caught pinching something at work. So I'm not sure how he was disciplined. We didn't get to that part of the story, but first time I'd met Mrs. Peterson as well. So we got some interesting stories on Ken, which we can share on the radio for future reference.
Oh, fantastic stuff. Now, if we have a look at what we saw on Easter Monday, it was the Irish Grand National, and Willie Mullins, that previously had never won the race before. He didn't just win with Buddo Saint, he also got the first three as well.
Yeah, the 1-2-3, Arnef Open Dreams, who was a bit unlucky in the race last year and finished second again. Went down fighting, and Ekipala Bourgeois bounced back to some decent form, finishing third. But the winner could have been called a good way from home. He's obviously been laid out for the race. I don't know, they were talking about running him in the Grade One race on the potentially on the Saturday, but they chose to run him in the Irish Grand National. The prize money was better, and he was very well supported to make a winning handicap debut over fences. And full credit to Willie Mullins. They obviously knew he had a very well handicapped horse on his hands. This is a horse who'd only had two starts over fences prior to that, and of course he's still a novice. Won a beginner's chase at Goran and then a Grade Three at Limerick. Willie Mullins sent him straight into handicap company on his for his first start in sort of open company, pretty much, if you like, and he got the job done well. He had to dig deep, mind, in the end. He travelled really well, but Ruby had to get fairly serious with him on the running, but I never thought, to be fair, he was not going to find enough to beat Isle of Hopes and Dreams, the 12-year-old who emerges from the race with plenty of credit. But the winner, obviously, he might progress into a grade. Well, he's won a Grade Three already. We're going to see how he progresses next year, but just looking long term, he's your ideal horse for a Grand National over here, I would imagine, with a bit more experience on his back.
Yeah, very much agree with those thoughts. We could see Buddo Saint turn up in 12 months' time and compete in the Grand National at Aintree. We're going to ask you now for your selections ahead of Wednesday afternoon's race. And just before we do, though, great to see that Jumping Action returns back up at Perth. And it's also the first meet of the season at Epsom as well. So things really started to take some shape ahead of the summer.
Yeah, very much so. It's a three-day meeting, I think, at Perth, isn't it? And obviously, yeah, we're going to have a look at two of these races at Epsom in a moment. But, we're beginning to step it up a notch. I know there was plenty of racing on Bank Holiday Monday, but bar Ireland, there wasn't many runners knocking about. There's a few more, thankfully, for those two meetings tomorrow.
As we say, your selections are going to be at Epsom, and the first of those is the Derby Trial.
Yeah, it certainly is. The horse I'm going to go for is the John Gosden trained Turgenev. Now, this is a horse who's got some decent form in the book. He obviously ran in the Verten Futurity at Doncaster on his final outing last year. He went off 7-2 for that on the back of a couple of victories at Newmarket. He won very easily on the second of those starts. Finished seventh in the Verten Futurity. Certainly wasn't knocked about, and maybe that was just a race too many, and I can forgive the run on his seasonary appearance. I think he probably needed the outing at Newbury, and also, you know, the ground was on the soft side, and I know he'd won on He'd run on good ground prior to that at Newmarket, so maybe that was the reason. Others to consider, I know he's not got the highest rating, but I was very impressed with how Makar got the job done at Lingfield on that was actually on Grand National Day. I don't think he should be underestimated. Your eyes are drawn really to the top two as well. Arthur Kidd, who obviously, of course, won at Royal Ascot, won the Chesham, and then, you know, backed that up with a couple of decent runs and was last seen finishing fourth in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf. When not beaten too far behind Charlie Appleby, his runner at Line of Duty. He's interesting on his seasonal reappearance. As too is Cape of Good Hope, who's only got the one victory to his name at Tipperary back in July of last year, but then, of course, was second in the Superlative Stakes behind Quarto, staying on well in the closing stages, and was third in the Royal Lodge as well on the final outing, shaping as though, you know, this kind of trip will be very much within his compass. So I think he's interesting too. But Turgenev will be their selection for John Gosden, and Frankie Dettori. John Gosden, I think, has won, he certainly won a couple of renewals of this Golden Horn, of course, won the race a few years ago. But I think it's a race he does have a fairly good record in. So Turgenev the pick in the Investec Blue Ribbon trial at 2:45.
And your second selection is also going to be at Epsom as well, and a relatively competitive handicap going off at 3:55.
Yep, very much so. we'll get to the selection in a moment, but quite a few of these come into the race in sort of fair form as well, and a few of them have won here before too, including Banditry, who might actually, well, he was second in this race a couple of years ago. What about Carlo? I think has certainly run in this race before, whether he's won it or not, I can't just remember, but he's certainly got a decent, you know, he's certainly got a fair record at the track. What about Carter? Fascinating runner is Lucius Tiberius, who used to be with Aidan O'Brien, and is now with Charlie Apple. He finished fourth on this on debut for this yard in a Group 2 at Longshore back in April, but for me, it's going to take a bit of defying these weights towards the top, but I'm just drawn towards two horses at the top of the weights. Crossed Baton, who of course won the trial race here last year, was then a little bit disappointing in the Danting, and run much better at Royal Ascot when I think the behind Hunting Horn. Hasn't been seen since finishing down the field at Dover in a Group 2 contest, though, back in August, and makes his handicap debut. We know that he likes the track. But there's a horse that's got a great record when fresh, and I want to go for the Mark Johnson-trained runner here, Mildenberger. Now, this is a horse who, again, is making his handicap debut. We only saw this horse a couple of times last year. He won on his season reappearance. He won the Fielding Stakes at Newmarket at the Craven meeting. And he was then second, albeit fairly remote second, behind Roaring Lion in the Dante. Obviously, there's been an issue or two. We haven't seen him since then. He makes his handicap debut, but as I say, he's got a good record fresh. I just love this horse's attitude. It won't be easy to defy top weight, but I think he's probably a little bit better than the handicap. But the same comment could really be applied for Cross Baton as well. He's actually had a wind operation since we last saw him. But I'm happy to go for Mildenberger to win the Investec City and Suburban Handicap.
Gary, as always, it's a pleasure to work with you here on the Daily Racing Podcast. Thank you very much.
Cheers, baby.
Do tune in to William Hill Racing Radio on Wednesday afternoon. They are live from 1:20. John Gibby, John O'Connell and Chris Pimlott take you through all of the afternoon and evening action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.